Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. I wanted today's episode to be fun, uplifting. I feel like my last couple episodes have been a little dark. But, I mean, it's what I was going through, guys. I had a little dark period that I had to overcome, and I'm so happy. That is done now. I wanted to kind of give you some chisme, a little life updates, and talk about, which is one of the things that I really love. I love love. And I think that more women should love love. I don't think the dating pool is as bad as people make it seem. It's not. Remember when I was with my ex, she would always be like, oh, it's so scary out there. It's so ugly out there. You don't want to be dating. The dating world is so bad out there. And I was like, I didn't really care for it because I was in a relationship, but now that I'm not in a relationship, now that I'm single and available, and I think it's so much fun. There's so many great people out there that obviously you're not going to know unless you go on dates with them. So dating is the name of the game. I'm not saying sleep with everyone, but dating is fun. Dating is supposed to be fun. Dating is supposed to be where you get to know people. When you go out, you have fun, you play games, you discover yourself, discover how to flirt, discover how to learn how to flirt all over again. I used to be the best wingman ever, or wing girl ever, and it took me a minute to get back into the whole dating scene, which rightly so. I'm not trying, once again, I'm not dating to get married. I'm not dating to like settle down. I'm dating to get to know what I like and what I don't like and what the world has available for me. With that being said, let's get into the episode. And when I mean date everyone, I don't mean sleep with everyone. I mean date everyone. Become friends first. Learn to be friends with people. I've realized that I'm allowed to have lots of friends. I'm allowed to rediscover myself and whose company I enjoy and whose I don't. Here we go. I have notes on my phone, okay? So if I look at my phone, don't judge me. I'm looking at my notes. Because I've been kind of like winging it lately. I do try to write some stuff down and then go back and read it, but not always the case. I want to sit back and relax and talk to you about dating and learning to date all over again. Okay. Got my notes out. You know what I want to do an episode on? I want to do an episode on what are the non-negotiables for women? Or what are the like bare minimum standards for women? Maybe I should talk about a little bit of that. I've been wanting to talk about that because so many women, not that I'm defending men here, every sex is equally, has its equal strong suits, and it's not about men or women. It's just about, how do I say it? There's a lot of standards on men, on what's the bare minimum. Like, texts you good morning, bare minimum. Opens the car door, bare minimum. Pays the check, bare minimum. There's a lot of those for men. And I was thinking, like, what if the bare minimum's for women? I don't like women that talk down on their partners or talk bad to their partners or are always kind of, like, teasing. I don't mind teasing. It's more like always using them as the butt of the joke or saying how stupid your partner is. I don't like that at all. And from women, I think it sounds really, really bad. A lot of women feel because they're girls that they can get away with it. And I think that is so disrespectful. Because if you tell your partner he's stupid or dumb, then what does that make you if you are with them? How smart can you be to be with someone who you consider stupid or dumb? I really don't like that. I think it's like the biggest turnoff ever. I think it's just ugly. I don't know. It's a turnoff for me. I'm in a relationship. I always wanted to be my partner's like hype woman or hype man. I always want to encourage them to do better. I don't know if that's just me. I think that should be a standard for every relationship. Like, you should be your partner's number one supporter, number one hype person or hype woman or man, and truly want them to do like whatever it is that makes them happy and truly succeed in everything that they do. That's just me. But anyway, that was one of the things I wanted to mention. But let's start the podcast. I don't think enough people talk about how weird it is to start dating after being in a committed relationship for like 10 years. Especially, being recently postpartum. I don't think I was 9 months postpartum. So, you know, also dealing with like feeling comfortable in your own skin and becoming a woman all over again. And it's not just dating people. It's like dating yourself, taking yourself on dates, finding out what do you like, starting to reconnect with who you used to be or the person that you are now. I always thought that when you have a child, your partner is supposed to help you heal back to who you were and help you feel beautiful again and desirable. Feel desirable all over again. And I didn't have that. I didn't get that after my pregnancy. But it's okay. I think it was actually a blessing, and once again, a blessing in disguise, because I don't need anyone to make me feel sexy or beautiful or desirable or lovable. I learned how to do that on my own. I feel like I'm the prettiest I've ever been. I feel like I'm the most healthiest I've ever been. I feel like I am the most comfortable in my skin that I've ever been. And I genuinely am so proud that I got here on my own. It doesn't come overnight. It's a lot of internal work that I've done. But I am so glad that I've done it. I love my body so much. And I am so happy and proud of it because of what it did and what it's done and what it created, which is, you know, life. I want that for every woman. I want women to do that for themselves. If you're lucky enough to have a partner there that has helped you get there, then great. That's amazing. That's beautiful. If not, it's not needed. There's ways you can do it on your own. It goes back to learning to date yourself. Learning to date myself was the best thing, was the way that helped me get to this place. But at the same time, it taught me how it is that I want to date and figuring out what I even like, what turns me on mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And honestly, it's been a little awkward and it's been funny and it's been like magical, hilarious, healing, and sometimes completely unhinged. Like I literally have had times where I'm just like, Vanessa, what are you doing? Like, what in the world are you doing? Are you serious? This is seriously what you want? Like, this is seriously trying to see, where do we start? I've literally gone on a date with a woman again, and she was amazing. She was so nice, very kind, beautiful. Yet, there was just something missing. Like, for me, it was like hanging out with a friend, not a potential partner. It was just literally like, something from me was completely missing because I used to only date women. I've dated women for the last 20 years. So today we're talking about getting back into the dating world after heartbreak, motherhood, healing, and losing yourself in survival mode. Because yes, becoming a mom changed me completely. It completely, completely changed me. Not only did it change my body, but it changed my mind. It changed my priorities. It changed the way I view life and show up. And so I feel like that's what has to happen. You know, that's, we've established that already. But you also could easily lose yourself from an individual to being a mom, being a wife, and then a woman. And you forget to take care of you. You forget to do the things that you value or make you feel like a woman. For example, the gym, getting ready, Botox, like now I added waxing to my routine, which I absolutely love, 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 love. I have an amazing waxer. She's located in La Quinta. The perk is that it's also my sister, so sometimes I just get to have it here at home. I get to have my waxing here at home. So all those little things add up. The little things that sound like maintenance or sound like luxuries are the things that make you feel feminine, to make you feel desirable, make you feel like a woman. And that is what makes you feel attracted to yourself. And those are all things that the healing version of me enjoys and loves, which is something the other Vanessa would had completely dismissed or forget about and not prioritized because I was too busy being either a mom or a wife. And I know that a lot of mothers, a lot of women, this happens to them. We're too busy cooking, cleaning, doing all these things for as a mother or a wife that we forget to prioritize ourselves, that we forget to spend a little more time on us and that we think we're doing it out of like being a good mom or a good wife. But I know for a fact, if you take the time to do these things, prioritize yourself, you're going to show up as a better wife, as a better mother. I 100% realize that I am much better for my son in regards of like my temper or not really getting upset or, you know, understanding him when he has his little temper tantrums. And he's had a lot lately with the whole schedule change, but I've been able to maintain my composure. I've been able to maintain myself and my mind in a clear space so that I'm able to better help him with his, you know, transition. As well as, I know for a fact, your partner would appreciate more if you take your time to go to the gym. You start to feel better. You start to look better. You act better. You take your time. You do your hair, nails, makeup, waxing, whatever it is that you as a woman like. I'm sure your husband likes it as well, or partner, are going to reap the benefits of that. That all comes with healing and learning what the new healed version of you wants and desires. So all the things that you might think are selfish of me, if I go get my nails done, they're selfish of me. If I spend money on getting wags, it's selfish of me. If I spend an hour at the gym, that is not selfish of you. Those are the benefits for you give yourself that other people are going to get to enjoy, such as if you're healthier, you're going to feel healthier, you're going to look better. Therefore, your partner is going to appreciate that you look better. Take your time. Like today, so on Wednesdays, I love to do like a whole body bath, a whole scrub, everything like exfoliated. And when I do go on a date and someone touches my arm, they're like, oh my God, you're so soft. That is one of the benefits of me spending my hour and a half in the shower. And I know what you're saying, oh my God, not every mom has an hour to spend in the shower. That's why I said I only do it on a certain day, which is Wednesday. So pick a day, let your partner know, hey, I want this. This is something I desire. This is something I want to try. Once a week, I'm going to take an hour shower. Either schedule it, find a place for it, put it somewhere where you do it for yourself, but you're really doing it for your partner. Because trust me, they're going to love a soft skin. You don't have to shave. I love to shave everything. I don't know if that's TMI. But meaning my arms, my legs, everything. And then I like to do the coffee scrub. And then it's coffee scrub, then shave. No, coffee scrub, shave, then coffee scrub once again. So it exfoliates and lets your skin looking healthier, glowing. And your partner is going to thank you for it. But in the beginning, I used to do this before I had a baby. I've always done the coffee baths. But obviously after a baby, it's easy to get lost in maintenance and those things are no longer priorities. But ever since I started doing it again, I feel so much better. But it took time. I mean, right after a divorce, someone asked me on a date and I was like, "Are you no?" Like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Like, I kind of like short circuit. And then I would say, I want to go on a date. I want to go on a date. And people would ask me on a date. I would make excuses why I couldn't. Even if it was like a Wednesday or Thursday, I would start like, just kidding, my mom's calling me kind of thing. I finally did go on a date with this girl. And like I said, she was really nice. She was really cool. But I just felt so out of place. Like, I just didn't know what I was doing. And this was just this last December. And then I realized, like, is this not my type anymore? What's going on? I've been a lesbian for the last 20 years, or according to me, I've always been a lesbian. Like, I never felt in a real attraction towards men before. Or when people would be, like, trying to flirt with me, I didn't really me. Like, I'm a mom. You can't flirt with me. Like, I just felt like I couldn't. There's so many rules to becoming a mom that I had to uncover little by little. Like, I couldn't do certain things, or I couldn't flirt certain ways, or I couldn't talk certain ways because now I'm a mom. Like, that doesn't go with me. Oh my God, this is funny. Okay, so the first time I did the Hinge thing, I guess I put, like, I am a lesbian, but I'm interested in... Oh yeah, I'm a lesbian, but I didn't really choose men or women. I just put everybody. And then I put, like, no commitment, nothing serious, figuring out what I want, something like that. And I got a bunch of messages from all these guys really quick. And they were like, do you want to go out today? And I was like, no. When I asked me, he's like, do you want to go see a movie today? I was like, no. And another one is like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, nothing. I don't go out on weekends. And so one of the guys that was more like friendlier about it. And he's like, hey, so can I ask you something? Like, what do you mean by non-commitment, blah, 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 blah. Like, if you don't want to go out. And I was like, well, I just don't know what I'm doing just yet. This was all in one day. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm new to the dating world and I'm just downloaded the app for the first time and I don't know really what to put. And he's like, okay, well, let me give you some pointers. He's like, it sounds like you're just down to fuck. And I was like, what? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. He's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't fill it out like that. I guess the way I filled it out made it seem like I didn't want anything serious. I just wanted to go fuck. And I was like, oh my God, no, that's not what I meant at all. He's like, yeah, that's what it seems like. He's like, that's what it seems like to me. That's what I was asking. And I was like, oh, okay, well, thank you for the pointer. I immediately deleted the app after that. So I was like, nope, bad idea. I deleted it. And then I think like a week went by and then I was like, okay, let me try it again. But this time, let me be a little more specific or serious. I put only women looking for women. I didn't want a relationship. I didn't want my monogamy, all that other stuff. So that was also cool. And you get to swipe and figure out who you think is attractive and who you don't think is attractive. Simply by a picture, which I think is kind of silly. But anyway, I got a couple of matches, started talking to a couple of people, and then the, like, hi, how are you, just felt so heavy. Like, you don't, kind of like, you don't really care how am I. You don't really care. Why are you asking? And so then I realized, okay, I'm not ready. So that lasted 3 days this time, and then I deleted it again. So I think I did that for, like, 3 months, where I would add the app, delete the app, add the app, delete the app. I finally just deleted it completely, and I'm just like, I'm going to stick to the old way, like meeting people in person kind of thing. But even then, I meet people, and at the beginning, I was supposedly ready to date, but I wasn't. I would meet people, and then I would give them the wrong number. Well, I would meet people, give them the right number, and then never reply. I block them. That's kind of what I do more. I'm very nice, very, yes, thank you, okay, here you go. And then proceed to give them my number and then just never answer after that. But what I have been doing is where I give people my Instagram instead. And now I'm learning to, like, keep it friendly on Instagram and learning how to date that way. It's been fun. It's trial and error is what I'm going with. But I do find there is a lot of men with zero emotional intelligence. They just don't get the hints, or you literally have to spell it out for them. And so that's okay. It makes for good conversation, especially when I tell people that I had a son, but I don't have a baby daddy. They always find that very, very intriguing. After I went on this date with this girl, I hadn't really gone on a date with anyone for like a year and a half, a little over a year. So it was very strange. I was very nervous, but it was a good experience. Like I said, she was a great woman, lovely woman. But also understanding like the age difference, like I'm 39, yet I don't feel 39. And so then I see some people who are in their 40s and they look so much older than me, to me. And then I realize that they're barely 42. But then I'm like, wait, that should be my dating pool range. But for some reason, I'm hesitant to it. I don't know. I don't know if it's just me. And then there is some men or other people that are in their 40s. And I'm like, oh my God, they look great. Like, I don't even know. I'm not making sense. How do I tell you about this dating stuff without making it so awkward? So I wanted to date with a woman. And that didn't do much for me. Really didn't. It was actually I found myself very awkward. And it was like, for sure, no chemistry on my end. I think on her end, there was a lot of chemistry. And then the kiss was, I forgot how to kiss. It was so awkward. Yeah, I felt extremely awkward. I knew that I was still healing. I knew that I needed more time for myself. So I kind of just didn't, like I said, deleted the app, never went back to it. I did meet some really cool girls on the app, and one of them I actually became friends with. I still talk to her. She's super nice. But still, the whole actual dating or being in a relationship is not something that I'm ready for, because I'm not even divorced yet. And still navigating that chapter.
Can't wait for it to be done, though. And then once you go to therapy, you start to see other people's triggers and traumas, and then you think, oh, maybe they should go to therapy. But obviously, I'm not telling anyone. I'm not going to be the one to tell them to go to therapy or not. So you just notice it. You notice it. You're more aware. You're more aware of triggers and traumas and the things that make people tick. I thought I was ready to date, and then someone asked me, what are you looking for? And suddenly I needed a nap. It was like a drag. Yeah, like when people ask me, what are you looking for? I don't know. And just the fact that I don't know is sometimes not what they want to hear, of course, because a lot of people are dating for a relationship. I just don't even text back, or I don't even reply, or if we're in front of each other, I'll be like, I'm not looking for anything. And it just makes it seem like a lot of work. At the beginning, I did, at least. At the beginning, it made it seem like so much work that I just kept putting it off or not even trying. And I just reconnected with an old friend and I dated him. And that's when I realized that I am currently rediscovering my feminine energy. Like, I really like being a girl. I've always liked being a girl. But I feel like a lot of times when girls date other girls, like at least for me, when I was with my ex, I felt a lot like I also had to be a parent to a certain degree. I was always worried about their emotions, their feelings, their needs, and how they would react to certain things. Being in my feminine energy, dating a guy, is not like that. It's so not like that. I'm sure that there is men out there that do need help and they need handholding and things like that. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not doing that. It's easier for me not to do that with a man because I'm just like, I'm not doing that. You're a man, figure it out. Than it is for me to do it with a woman, because women, I am more inclined to treat them nicer because they're women. Because I feel like as a woman, I would want to be treated with respect. More like a petal, more gentle, more gentle, more respectful versus men. Men, you have to earn my respect as a man. I'm not just going to respect you. I'm not going to disrespect you either, but if, for example, you are going to talk to me potentially to go on a date, my bar and my standards are a lot higher for them than it is for a woman. And like I said, lately, I haven't even been attracted to a woman. There not has been one woman that I'm like, I want to go on a date with her. Like, there hasn't. Or I'm like sexually attracted to, or I want to be in a relationship with them, or anything like that. That has not happened. And once again, I don't know if it's because I'm jaded or just my body and mind completely switching on me and doing a 360, where I remember in the beginning when I started to have these thoughts and ideas of like, is this guy cute? Am I finding him cute? Am I being giddy over this guy? Which was mind-blowing for myself. Why do I want him to text me? Why is it a him? That all of that really confused me, really messed with my mind. And having to tell myself like, hey, this is all a learning experience. We're all learning here. And being okay with it has taken me some time. Yeah. I remember thinking, how am I ever going to like be with another person? Or how am I ever going to date or hold hands or kiss another person? And then I was like, I just have to like, rip the Band-Aid off. Like, I just have to find someone I trust and just go for it. And that's exactly what I did. I just needed to get it out of my system to overcome it. But I had to be with someone that I trusted, someone that I knew wasn't going to judge me, because I was judging myself for my body, for what I look like, for being a woman. And I think we put so much, I hurt myself. As women, we put so much pressure on ourselves for that. And then it's like, nothing's going to happen. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't feel guilty. Kind of like the sin is not being gay. The sin is hating yourself for being gay. Same thing with this. What I'm doing isn't sinful. Me discovering myself, me finding what I like, what I don't like, isn't wrong. Me hating myself for it is wrong. Me feeling guilty for it is wrong. And that is just conditioning. That's my conditioning from growing up in a Catholic household, from being a lady and being Mexicana, y las muchachas no hacen eso, las mujeres no salen después de las 10, y all these little things that are not true. They're just simply what I was conditioned. So all of that was coming up for me, things like that. And then the guilt of like, oh my God, like I used to hate men, not hate them per se, but I used to think, oh my God, men were so gross. Men are so gross. They really are gross. I didn't even like how cologne smelled. I disliked boxers or anything that had to do with guys. I was like, ew, I'm never washing a boxers. And look, now I have a son and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to wash boxers. And I fought so hard to be a lesbian and be accepted by my family and have everyone be like, respect my sexuality and respect my partners, and so adamant about it that now I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this guy's cute. What? Why is it that I find him attractive? Why is it that I want to talk to them and go on a date with them? Like, why? And not only that, how do I come back out? Like, as now it's like coming out as a straight person. After being gay for so many years. So it's like, now I have to come back out as a straight person. Like, hi guys, just kidding, I'm really straight. Again, like, so instead of saying I'm straight, because obviously I'm not, I don't consider myself straight. I consider myself fluid. Thank God these kids have all these labels now for everything. I'm fluid. I guess it's like, I go with the water. I go with the wind. Or whatever floats your boat type of thing. I don't even know if that's what fluid means, but that's what I'm going to refer it to. Because I know there's like pansexual, ace, bi. Maybe I'm just bi. But who knows? Because what if I see a beautiful trans woman or a beautiful trans man and then something happens there? Then I have to switch who I am again? So that's why I'm just going to go with fluid right now. We're just going to say I'm in my fluid era. I'm discovering new things. I have been dating a man now, or actually I dated a man for a while, but it was very, very casual. Like, we dated, we hung out here and there. I'd known them for a long time, so that's what I made it safe, and I didn't really love him, and I think we'll always have a great relationship, which I'm very grateful for, because I am not ready for a relationship. I needed to distance myself from them because I know they want a relationship. I know that's something they want out of me, and I can't give that to them right now. So I decided to distance myself from him. So didn't date anyone for a while. Yeah, no girls, nothing. And at the same time, none of these people could really come around my son. Like I said, I only have available dates, but then I met another person, and he, and shocking once again, I was very attracted to them. And I don't know what I'm doing, because there are so many differences in our lives. We are so very different from the way we grew up, the way we speak, the way we interact with others, the way we think, our age. Everything is so, so different. Yet, I am the most comfortable around him. Like, I feel like I can let go and just be a girl, like girly girl, or a little more girly. Even though I am not good at asking for help, I realize that. At least from a man, I'm not good at asking for help. I've always been not just independent, but a tomboy. I've always been able, I don't even think about it. I just go into, I got it. Learning how to, one, ask for help, two, allow them to, like, pay. That took me a minute to even get comfortable with certain people. On a date, it's awkward for me. I want to go ahead and do it, but then it's like, well, no, because that's their role. If I take you on a date, like, women, if you're a girl and I'm asking you on a date, I'm going to pay. I know that. That's just my thing. But if you're asking me on a date, then you're going to pay because you asked me. And with men, I still find it a little like, my friend always tells me, like, don't stop. Don't pay. That's a big one for me. I think it has to do, I don't want to say it's self-worth, because I know I'm very valuable. I understand that I bring a lot to the table. Actually, no, not even. And for a while, I didn't even want to date because I'm like, what am I going to bring to the table? A divorce and a kid? Like, I have nothing to offer. I did feel like that for a while. Like, why would anyone want to date me? if it wasn't for like the physical part. And so a lot of the times I would just dismiss people or dismiss men because I'm like, oh, you're just trying to like fuck and or, you know, trying to have sex. And that's not what I'm, that's not what I want right now. That's not what I want from certain people. Yet there's other people where I'm just like, look, this is all I can do is we can date, we can hang out, but that's it. There's not going to be any committed relationship. I'm not ready to be in a committed relationship. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. I can't. There's so much going on in my life that I can't sustain that. And I don't want that to be the expectation of any of my relationships right now. I'd rather protect my enlightenment, protect my peace, protect my peace of mind than just be in a relationship because I'm afraid of being alone or because I'm lonely. When we heal internally, we stop begging for crumbs because we finally believe we deserve the whole feast. I do believe I deserve it. I just don't want it yet. I think that's a big thing for me. But honestly, I never expected dating again to completely change how I understood myself as a woman. I never thought that once again, I would be attracted to the opposite sex because it's like something that, you know, I've always knew that men are attractive. Some men are attractive, some men are not. But I just never knew that me finding myself again, me dating again, would change me so much as a woman. My priorities, my expectations, my wants and desires, especially after being in a relationship with a woman for 10 years or only dating women for the past 20, I honestly thought I knew what love, attraction, and connection felt like. And then I went on a date with a guy and something shifted in me emotionally, physically, and energetically. Not because my past wasn't real or not because I was lying to myself, but because I've been evolving. I am evolving. And that's why I wanted to talk about how terrifying, how beautiful, how confusing and healing it has been to date again, to meet new people, to find myself attracted to the opposite sex, and allowing myself to embrace it. Yeah, to embrace it. And for the first time in a long time, I feel like I can completely be feminine in every single aspect of that word. I never really realized that I wasn't. Like, I didn't realize that I did so much. I was so much into my masculine energy for so long. And it wasn't just like dating someone new. It was more like finding a whole different side of myself that I'm sure was there always, but I just never felt safe enough to explore. Never allowed myself. I carried so much baggage with me growing up that I just completely closed that idea off and even felt somehow superior than other women for not liking men. I did. I felt like, oh, it sucks that you're straight. Look at me. I'm so lucky I'm not. Or I'm so much better because I'm not. Like, that sense almost kind of like I had that. Is that I don't think my past was fake. I think every version of me was real in that season and at that time. And now I understand that just like we evolve, sexuality can evolve. Everyone's journey with identity is complex. Everyone's journey with self-discovery is different. I not only did I become a mother, but I lost the relationship of 10 years. And I think all of that together really, really shifted me completely into a different, I don't want to say timeline, but like just completely shifted me into a different trajectory. I don't know how to say it. Just completely shifted me, obviously. And I also want to note that I'm not the only one that has felt or been like this. There's a lot of women, and my friend included, who after a long relationship or a long time being just with women, that relationship ends, we are broken, devastated, completely let down by the partner, that when we go back to dating, we shift into dating men. I've actually have heard of like a couple of lesbians that have had this happen. And then that's why I always think of Tina. When Beth cheated on Tina, Tina went and dated a man, yet Tina went back and dated a woman after. So I don't know if it's like a period of love. Women said like, oh, I hate him so much, I'm going to be a lesbian. Or, oh, I'm over a man, I'm going to just be a lesbian. It might be something like that. So who knows? Maybe I will find myself again being attracted to women in the future. But as of now, like I said, there's not been one woman that I'm like, that's the one. That's the one. I want to jump her bones type of thing. And I think the magic in all of this is just allowing yourself to really evolve without guilt, explore without guilt, trust your intuition without guilt, listen to your body, release labels, embracing what makes you happy, and rediscovering pleasure in ways that literally have never been done before. And I've been focusing on fixing my feminine energy, like understanding myself more as a woman. And I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I love and will continue to explore the goddess side of me, because I do believe that women are goddesses. That has made that shift in me mentally. So I think that the more I heal my feminine energy, the more I embrace me as a woman, as a mother, I think that's been very healing for me. And a lot of the times, healing will unlock parts of ourselves that survival mode kept hidden, that we never felt allowed to show or express because of our old traumas, because of our old experiences. And if you listen to last week's episode, then you know that we're allowed to change, we're allowed to grow, we're allowed to evolve. And that healing changes standards, desires, attractions, priorities. But I'm not completely healed. I don't want a relationship yet, but the things that I have done that have gotten me to a place where I embrace this path that I'm on, and I'm embracing the possibility of being in a relationship. It all came down to certain things that I did prior to allowing myself to, or things that I'm doing before fully re-entering dating. I'll give you quick 5 things that I'm doing currently before I fully re-enter dating or fully commit to like a relationship per se, because I still don't think I'm there for that part, the relationship part, such as like working out. The podcast is one of my hobbies. Dressing for my comfort, changing my style, focusing on my confidence, spending time on me, learning new hobbies, spending time on a circle of friends. A circle of friends is so, so important. Oh my God, so important. I love talking to my friend about the dating world, the people that I've met. I love telling her all my stories and ideas and thoughts and hearing her take away. So I think a strong friendship is a must. And don't neglect the friendship just because you found a person. Like, oh, I hate when that happens. And I was guilty of this so much. I was so guilty about this when I was in my old relationship. My old partner was everything. My best friend, my confidant, my partner, everything. Too much. I think it was too much. One thing is relearning myself, which is with the working out, with the makeup, relearning myself. Two is creating standards instead of fantasies. So I know what I want for my relationship, and I know where I stand, and I know where all the parties stand, and I am very aware of it. So I've always wanted to be like completely clear and transparent with the person I'm talking to or dating or my friends, so that we have all, like, everyone's emotions are protected and safe. As well as the other guy I dated for a while, like, the moment he's like, I think I want more than that, that's when I realized that, like, I can't string you along, and I can't keep you there, and that would just be selfish of me. So respecting that boundary allowing them to speak up and say whatever it is that they feel like. For example, emotional safety, consistency, always everything with kindness and effort. So if I tell you, hey, this is what I can give you, I will make sure that I live up to that standard. Three is listening to my nervous system. A lot of the times when everything is going well, it's like boring because I'm so used to the chaos. So knowing when I do want to create drama simply for the fact that is what I'm used to or what I know, and learning when to apologize for my actions and understand that I am healing. But I also hold myself responsible and accountable when those things happen. Like, I'm not one to blame you for what I did. If I know I messed up, I will say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up. I want to do better because I know that I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I can be mean sometimes. And especially when I notice that I start to care for someone so much or more than I would allow myself to, that I try to, like, poke you or hurt you so you leave or walk away. It's like my little defense mechanism that I developed, which is not a good one. And the four is romanticizing my own life first. So like I said, I started dating me, loving me, enjoying my company on solo dates, self-care days, my friendships. I value them so much more now than I have ever done before. Actually connecting people with people, making time for them, allowing people into my space, allowing friends into my life, being vulnerable with them and allowing them to see different sides of me that before I would just hide, keep away, or not share out of fear. Out of fear or guilt. And most importantly, not rushing love out of fear. Not getting into any relationship because I'm afraid to be alone. Sometimes it does get lonely. Sometimes I do need help with everyday parenting things like bath time, dinner. Now he's throwing a tantrum. Now he's doing this. Now he's doing that. Handling it all myself could get overwhelming sometimes. But even though that does happen, I'd rather have friends and family around me than just someone I can be in a relationship with to pick up the slack or just be there for the help. And that is something I see a lot of people do, especially single parents. They just want someone there to help. And that is not me. That's not going to be me. I don't want that to. I've seen a lot of, like, I have this girl I know. She would always go from relationship to relationship to relationship and bring them around her daughter all the time. And I'm just like, why? Why would you do that? Why are you allowing all these men to come in and out of your daughter's lives like that? And at first it was like, oh, she's too little. She doesn't know. But it's like, she does know. They're little, but they still feel the energy. They still feel the shift in dynamics. They still feel all of it. I don't understand that. My mom was not like that. So I protect that. That to me, that's very sacred. I know that it's not always easy. But yes, like not rushing love out of fear. I also know that it's my responsibility to protect my child, nobody else's. And that is including his home unit and understanding the difference between friends and a significant person. But I did have my therapist and my coach. I did bring this up. I didn't want to talk about it because I was like, when I was navigating how I felt, I did ask her, like, I told her that was one of my biggest concerns, like bringing people around my son. And then she told me that I need to learn to trust myself, because if I'm trusting this person in my life, period, around me, then I have to believe that I'm a good judge of character, believe that I know and have certain standards for them to come into my life first, for them to then be in my son's life. So obviously, it goes back to trusting me. And I think in the beginning, I didn't trust myself because I felt like I already fucked up once with my ex. That how could I allow myself to do that? Therefore, I didn't allow myself to trust anyone else again. And so the more that I heal and the more therapy I go to, the more I understand that, like, okay, yes, the more I trust myself now, the more I understand, oh, okay, you are a good person. So therefore, you can be in the same circle or space as my son because I trust my judgment. As soon as something, obviously, I don't like or happens, then I know when to remove them or when to remove myself. But it all comes back down to me, my journey in healing, and my journey with trusting myself again and trusting that I am a good mother and I am a good judge of character. But it takes time. It takes lots of time. I don't know. What I also want to know is I want you guys to tell me, what is your worst date ever? Not like my first date with a girl was the worst date ever, but it was very awkward and it just had me feeling out of place. Send me some in the comments or in the DMs when you guys see the episode. It could be anonymous or you can tell me who you are, but I would love to hear some of your guys' fun dating stories or first dates. So if you're rebuilding like myself after heartbreak, divorce, betrayal, motherhood, depression, and or losing who you are, I need you to know this. You're not damaged. You're evolving. And maybe this season isn't about finding someone else immediately. Maybe it's about falling so deeply in love with yourself that the next person who enters your life has to meet you there. Because unicorns do exist. Magic is real. And sometimes the magic is simply becoming the woman you were always meant to be. So if you are a lesbian out there, if you're a queer woman who's ever found herself attracted to men, you're not alone. There's lots of us, apparently, that after so many years of dating only women, suddenly have a change of heart. There's nothing wrong with it. We live in a world where as long as everything is consensual, it's okay. It's not a sin. It's not frowned upon. It shouldn't be. Because people that matter don't care. And the people that care don't matter. I love Dr. Seuss. And that's the point. We're here to find out. That is why dating is so important. It should be fun. Go date, explore, find what you like, find what you don't like. Make note of it. Make note when something really lights you up or when something is completely a turnoff. And learn to follow your gut. That is the most important thing. But yeah, I'm dating someone who is completely the opposite of me. In every sense. But the standards that I hold for whoever I date are there. The metrics of respect to me, to my family, to my son is there. The matter of kindness is there. The fact that I do want someone who is intelligent in a certain sense where they can teach me. They don't have to know everything I know, but you have to know something that you can teach me because that's what you bring to the table. And I like that I'm learning so many different things like never in my mind would have ever even crossed my mind or been interested in if it wasn't for this person. So it's been fun. It's been a fun time. And we are also very aware of where we both stand. And I think that's the number one rule. Like, everyone needs to know where they stand. So there's no assumptions. There's no conflict later on. There's no resentment where things go from here. Let's call it a day, guys. Let me know what you think of this one. Let me know about any dates that you've gone on that have been fun, awkward, or just simply a disaster. I would love to know. Send me a DM, an email, or leave it in the comments. But don't forget to follow the podcast. Unicorns do exist on Instagram as well and TikTok so you know when I post every new episode. And thank you for staying to the end once again. Remember that unicorns do exist. You, my love, are one of them.